Now to a story that we've been covering over the past couple of weeks, the trial of a former Queensland Cabinet Minister. It's entering its final days, with the jury hearings closing their arguments today. Mr Nuttall is facing 36 charges of receiving secret payments from two businessmen. The defence has said this morning that none of the 25 Crown witnesses said that Nuttall had tried to influence the government to favour the men. Annie Guest is at the District Court in Brisbane and she joins us now. Annie, what are the key points that Nuttall's counsel has been raising in his concluding statement to the jury?
Peter, Nuttall's defence counsel, John Rivette, began by drawing several analogies. He says sometimes the simplest questions in life are the most difficult. And he said those include, what's the meaning of life? Why is the sky blue? And John Rivette referred to a television advertisement where a boy asks his father from the back seat of a car, why was the Great Wall of China built? And his father answers, to keep the rabbits out. And the defence counsel told the jury they shouldn't be like that father and guess what was in the former minister Gordon Nuttall's mind when he received that $360,000. Now, those are the payments that he received from the mining magnate Ken Talbot and also the businessman Harold Shand. But in court, the defence also referred to them having been possibly received by Jim Gorman instead of Harold Shand. He was a colleague of Harold Shand, the businessman. Now, the jury was told that they should consider the evidence that none of the Crown's 25 witnesses said that Nuttall had tried to influence government decisions in favour of the men, including Queensland's current Premier and the former Premier, Peter Beattie, and that the jury should look at Nuttall's history as an honest, hard-working person who'd previously made disclosures to Parliament about different matters. And he also said the jury should consider that these were exceptional friendships that Nuttall had with the mining magnate Ken Talbot and the others, and that it was in the spirit of this friendship that they gave Nuttall money to help fulfil his plan to buy houses for his children.
How does the reversal of the onus of proof affect this case?
Well, after the Crown has established several points, including that the payments were made, and we've seen all sorts of bank statements around those, and Gordon Nuttall doesn't deny that they were made, then after that, the defence bears the onus of proof, and it must satisfy the jury, beyond reasonable doubt, that the payments weren't corrupt. And John Rivette, the defence counsel, has told the jury that what matters is their intention, the intentions that were in the minds of these people at the time of the payment.
The prosecution has only just begun its closing arguments, but can you recap the main emphasis of what exactly is the Crown's case?
Well, the Crown's case includes that it's bribe and graft, regardless of what was done with the money, and that there was a whole list of coincidental events where a payment would be received, or in one instance, property bought from Nuttall at what the prosecution says was an inflated price, and that around the same time, there'd be a favourable government decision in favour of those men. And Prosecutor Ross Martin got up just moments ago and started in the same vein as when he questioned Nuttall on the stand the other day, when he cut to the chase immediately then and said $360,000 for absolutely nothing, which had the court, the gallery on the edge of their seats. Well, today he got up and he said, money for nothing and the checks for free. And he told the jury, OK, it's OK for Mark Knopfler from Dire Straits to use that material for his song, but it's not OK for Nuttall to put this argument. And he said that Nuttall had been in denial, that he was self-justifying, that he'd fallen victim to flattery as a minister of the Crown. And he also said, which was quite amusing, and I'll get you the direct quote, if self-praise was an Olympic event, the accused is Ian Thorpe and Michael Phelps rolled into one.
That was Annie White reporting there live from Brisbane.